What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?
I don't know what song that is, but it's been in my head.
It's Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, let's get it on.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Let's get it on. That's how Marvin
let's
Gaye sounds.
Let's get it. That's
very bop, but up, bop, but up, bop. Let's get it on.
I wonder if in the singing community, the first time somebody was just like, the first time, maybe it was a Sinatra. I don't know who it was. Who was just like beep it up beep, beep, and then somebody was like, I bet it spread like wildfire. They were like, we don't have to come up with words. This is
totally
the shit.
People were like, this is mind blowing. Like it was I think you're right. I think it was like the first time somebody played an electric guitar. People were like, yeah. Whoa.
How do we do an album? I can do three albums a year.
Yeah.
Beep 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 beep
boop 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 a doop boop a doop doop. Yeah. I also
that
think that might
one
have
hit.
Been, yeah, totally. Boop, boop, ba-doop, boop. Yeah. By Johnny John, John and the Johns. It used to be so easy to have a band and make music. You just say boop, boop, and someone bangs on the piano, and you just, like, you make up a name that sounds horrible. Every band was... The Mamas and the Papas is the stupidest name for a band of all time.
Oh, I know.
Moms and Dads.
Like, the first ones.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the first in there... Like, I was looking at, it was like a list of number one hits from 1915 on the oldest Billboard charts. And there was a number one hit for like 12 weeks. And it was called, like, I love going into town for a sack of flour with Uncle Rickard. And you're like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah, totally.
Like, that's Evan, the name of the song?
Totally. Kissing my wife at the general store. Like, why is this good? Why is there a song about this? Yeah. I do love, too, that I actually, this is the thing I sort of miss, that in the past, because it wasn't okay to just be overtly sexual.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to either make it innuendo or be really innocent. So there were like a lot of songs on the radio about kissing boys. And I remember hearing those when I was a kid, so I thought it was normal. But looking back, it's like, you imagine being a grown woman and writing a song that's called I Kissed a Boy Under a Basketball Hoop or whatever. It's like you're a grown up, dude. Suck his dick. I do really prefer that world, though, to like we literally have there's a song called Wet Ass Pussy on the radio.
Right. Yeah. And I don't mind that it's online because yeah. I don't want to no one. Adults have sex and they should not be having sex to kiss me under the basketball hoop because that doesn't make any sense. But it's weird when it's on the radio. Like,
yes,
how many people? There's not that many people I can be in a car with and just listen to it and be like, nice, just me and my friend, like just listening to porn with my buddy.
So, Brian, is your pussy wet? Listening to porn, that's so funny.
I would love to see it with like two straight rappers and it's a song called like Hard Ass Dick.
Yes,
it's like totally. It's like Drake and Jack Harlow and they're in a house together shaking their dicks around.
Like, yeah,
they got
with a little
around each other going down the hallway.
At the interlude, Ed Sheeran shows up. Just starts blowing them both.
Everybody's like, man.
Actually, I guess Ed Sheeran's gay, isn't he? So that sort of destroys the story.
Gay?
Yeah, is he? Maybe not.
I thought he liked. I thought it when they had that song about. Who knows?
Yeah, totally. Maybe I'm just totally wrong. Am I thinking of Sam Smith? Sam Smith is definitely gay.
Sam Smith. I think you're thinking of Sam. But that's funny to think. Just spread that around. Ed Sheeran. Sure.
Yeah, you know Joe Biden's gay.
That would be a shirt that would confuse a lot of people. It's like, is this pro? Joe Biden's gay.
Yeah. What is this? All yeah. Right. But what's their thoughts
and
on
that's
that?
That's good. I don't even know if the gays would be happy about that. I think they might be like, I don't know if we want Joe on the team. He's sitting there.
Totally. He fucking sucks. And he's not really doing anything to help anybody. in the queer community. I mean, I guess he's not doing anything to hurt anybody, but like, you know.
That's fun. That should be his camp slogan next time. I didn't do anything to harm the LGBT community.
Vote for Joe. He didn't do anything. finally, someone didn't do anything.
That's my favorite Wilson's slogan when he was going for re-election, and it was he kept us out of the war. And it almost seems there's no way to punctuate that other than we're not in the war. And then yeah. A month later, they got in the war. It's like one of the funniest election things ever to me. Yeah, he didn't. Totally.
I just heard something. What was that?
I think Alexa thought I was asking her about Woodrow Wilson.
Wow. That's what a stupid, horrible world we live in.
Yeah. Woodrow Wilson was actually pretty good. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Alexa. No, he actually.
Alexa, play Wet Ass Pussy. Did she hear
it's
me?
It's like our first threesome is me, you, and Alexa listening to Wet Ass Pussy. Alexa's like, please dry off the plug. I thought you were.
Though I don't have a pussy, I am wet right now. I have a wet ass motherboard. That's Alexa's. Wham.
Wham. Wet ass motherboard.
Yeah, dude. That's what happens when we start dating robots. You're gonna have to eat their hard drive, you know?
I wonder if when you have sex with a robot, it's like trying to plug a USB in where you're like, oh, come on. It's almost not going.
We're going to have to put USB ports in our dick holes, dude. We're going to have to.
That's the mark of the beast. The beast wants you to use USB.
The problem is that they're going to keep changing the port. So if you have a USB-C dick, you won't be able to have sex with the newest robot. You know,
well, my robot left me. My yeah. dick is still USB
because I'm an Apple man.
Yeah,
you know, the ports change every couple of years, so I can't have sex anymore. I'm having sex with a Google lady, so I come green bubbles now. Ugh.
Everybody thinks I'm poor. It's not that I'm poor. I just, you know, I'm in the Google family of electronics.
Yeah, just a certain point, it was cheaper. You know.
I didn't even know I was green. You had to send me a screenshot, and I guess I'm green.
Sorry, and you know, it's just what I can afford. You know, I had to look, man. I get paid $15 an hour. I work in a factory. I can the only woman I can afford is the only dick I can afford is a chrome dick. I had to buy a chrome dick. Doesn't really do much. It just gets hard and it pees, and that's it.
So I got a prepaid dick halfway through. My dick drone comes, takes my dick.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good. It's like, I like, it's like a really expensive dick, but I'm on a monthly plan and it's part of my plan. So every year I just mail my dick in and I get the newest dick. And I get the newest dick on the market. Oh man,
that'd be a great gift of the Magi. It's like, wouldn't you know it? My wife found, I was planning to give her a dick for Christmas, and she found my other dick. I sold my dick to get her dick.
Oh man, fellas, you ever date a woman who has a newer dick than you? It is embarrassing. Like, how am I supposed to dock with this woman, you know, when she has a newer USB? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Women are all.
Man, I don't know if I'm comfortable with the fact that our dick is our credit card now. And every time I want to get on the train, I gotta fuck the turnstile.
What I'm really afraid of is that this will be the future.
I know.
You know? I just feel like it's coming. Everything I'm afraid of happens, so I think this is how it'll go.
That's a good point, man. Everything I'm afraid of happens, too.
Isn't it weird?
Totally.
Like, man, I can predict the future just by what I don't want to happen. I'd be a great psychic.
Wow, that's a really sad good point.
Somebody comes into my psychic little hut through the beads, and I'm like, ooh, you will be disappointed.
You're like, very soon.
Shit. This guy's good.
Wow, I'm disappointed right now.
You think this costs too much? Oh, fuck.
You don't know how you ended up in this place. Dude, you know what we should do? We should start going to psychics and asking them for directions places. Because they should know. Even if they've never been there, they should know. That's what a psychic should do. It should tell you how to get to Ralph's if you've never been there. But they don't, dude, because they're full of shit, man.
Where's Erewhon? I'm not sure how to do you know Erewhon?
How do you spell Erewhon? Yeah, dude. We keep asking them how to spell stuff.
How do you spell it?
That you could just imagine the spelling of a thing, even if you're bad at spelling.
Right. They should make spelling better. It's crazy because, like, if spelling made sense, it wouldn't need to be a class. We'd have more time, you know? We'd have more time for important stuff. But spelling's all fucked up.
I think you know that spelling sucks because it's a spelling bee, not an A. You know?
Why is it called a bee anyway? A B-E-E?
Yeah, a bee is something. I forget. The newspaper, when I lived in Fresno, the biggest newspaper is called the Fresno Bee. And the newspaper in Sacramento is the Sacramento Bee. And I have no idea why.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either, man. I don't like most things.
A paper and a contest? What's going on?
Yeah, totally. It's also a bug.
Yeah. it's a bug, a contest, and a newspaper. This word.
Yeah, this word sucks.
And it's the second letter. So we got to the second letter. We're like, all right, this is a letter, a B. Shut the fuck up.
Eat shit, English language. I hope you die.
I don't like that there's a bunch of definitions for things. Why can't all the words mean one thing?
We should have a different word for every single thing. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't.
Yes. Well, like, let's get it started.
A bumblebee and a honeybee should both be called different things.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Thank you.
It's like when people are like, ooh, do you know that? Did you know a pickle's actually a tree? And I go, no, it's not.
I actually have a bit about this right now. So I'm saying that just so you or anyone listening doesn't see me do it later and be like that piece of shit. But yeah, I really don't agree with, I do not agree that a tomato is a fruit.
I do not agree.
I don't agree. And I think it's wrong to think that. And, I know that it is also technically the case, you know, but I don't care. I don't care that science says a thing. It's just sort of like we have all collectively in our society agreed that tomatoes are not treated at all as a fruit.
Right.
We treat it. It's in things vegetables are in. It doesn't act throughout our world and our communities as a fruit in the least. If you were to make me a fruit salad that contained apple, pineapple, banana, grapes, and cut up tomatoes, I would think there was something very wrong with you.
There is.
Yeah.
And especially now, and when I was little, you know, that's like Ben Shapiro, you know, tomatoes actually a fruit. It's like you're dead naming that fucking tomato, dude. Don't do that shit.
Truly.
You know it's not a fruit. Do you think it thinks it's a fruit?
That's a really good point.
It's actually a fruit. Tomato is a fruit. Tomato will never be a vegetable.
You know what else is technically a fruit, dude? Eggplant. I looked it up.
Get the fuck out of here.
Isn't that insane? That's just not true at all. That's just not true. Sorry. That's not true. That's not true. And the people that think that are wrong.
It's not even an eggplant. You're telling me it's a fruit? It's the
plant
worst
is
fruit.
In the name.
Yeah.
And I guess fruits are plants, so fuck me. But
no, but that's not what you think of. Someone's like, I got some plants. Oh, yeah. What are your plants? Oranges.
Like a strawberry?
Yeah. I have to water my plants. I got strawberries. Yeah, totally.
It's just a bowl of strawberries.
Yeah. Oh, I'm watering you're watering your plants?
And no it, yeah, you're just pouring water out of a pitcher onto a fruit salad. Like, yeah, watering my plants. Yeah, I think that we need to stop. I think it's just, and I've been that guy, by the way, who has said, like, you know, tomatoes are fruit, you know?
When would that need to be said? Other than wanting to let people know it.
Exactly. That's why. And that's why we need to stop. The only reason that I had a big period of my life where I wanted to be the guy that knew stuff. And I think it was because I didn't do anything else or have anything else I felt good about, except thinking I was smart.
You know, John Lennon.
Exactly.
His wife with a tomato.
But we're not smart. No one's smart. Everyone's stupid.
That's true.
Some people are way stupider than that. But yeah. Most people are just stupid. And then there's like four smart people and they're evil. They're like the worst people on earth.
That's true. That is true.
And we're all dumb and, you know, we I don't know. We just need to admit to ourselves that we're stupid, idiots and just move through life softly, accepting our lack of ability to know things. And, you know,
that's fine.
A tomato goes in salad.
That's it.
So that's it, man. And we don't need to go any further than that.
Right.
Tomato, noun, goes in
the
salad.
The reason people all say, you know, it's actually a vegetable is because it's not. It doesn't seem like one and no one thinks it is. That's why you're saying it. You know what you're doing.
You know it's a vegetable thing. Yeah.
Totally. I hate that shit. Here's how dumb I went to the Grand Canyon last week.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know, like, every year people fall in there?
Shut up. Come on.
People fall in every year.
Damn, dude. It's so
several people.
It's funny. You can't miss it. You can definitely you can definitely see it. I've been there.
It's a so
super big hole. I've stepped in a pothole before, but I didn't see it.
Right. I didn't see it.
I feel like I've only ever fallen in holes I didn't see.
You know, when someone has a sunken living room, I see that. I even see that. That's like 10 square feet. And I'm like, oh, look out.
Totally.
I've never fallen into a living room. What are we talking about?
I know, dude. Yeah. Wow.
People fall into the biggest hole.
The biggest. They drove to the hole to look at it. And then they looked at it and they fell in it. That's crazy. Do people?
Oh, man.
Do any of them die?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Well,
you shouldn't fall. It's a big hole. It's like a mile deep, that hole.
Jeez.
Oh
no. Damn. I feel bad for laughing about it because they're dead. That sucks.
I bet, you know, in the afterlife, if you believe in an afterlife, you have to believe.
Dude,
that
if you fall
laughing,
in the Grand Canyon,
you fall in the Grand Canyon.
You go to hell, right?
No,
God's like, dude,
that's too mean. They got to give you another chance. They're like, go back as a turtle. That way you probably won't fall into a hole that big again.
The turtle just goes to the Grand Canyon and is like, all right, I'm going to stay up here.
Round two.
Round two, dude.
I got a shell now. There's no way.
Yeah, man.
There's no way.
I'll just get in the shell, even if I do fall. Going back as a turtle. That's so funny, dude.
It is funny because people always think, people want to believe that dogs go to heaven, you know, and the movie and everything. And then the cats just are going to hell for something. But no one thinks about all the other animals, you know.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
You never picture getting to hell and finding out that it's like 10,000 turtles. They're like, what do they do? What do the turtles do?
Like, it turns out turtles are super evil, just like full of hate. They're just old as shit and grumpy, and all their thoughts are about killing other species.
Yeah.
That would be funny. What if you found out that turtles fucking hate horses? Just hate them, dude.
That is, I mean, I'm sure there's some animal beefs that we don't, that are universal.
Yeah.
Man, fuck horses.
And fuck horses, fuck dude.
Horses.
Yeah.
They're really fast. They hate that. I would hate that shit.
I don't even really like horses.
I think they get a little too much love, and I don't really trust people that like them too much. You know?
Yeah. They're strong as hell, and they're like dumb. They could kill you. I don't really like anything that could kill me just by me existing and them existing.
Right. I'm behind you, so now I gotta die. Okay.
If great, a horse, horse comes into my apartment, I'll die. Like, there's no there's nothing that will stop me. It'll just move around and I'll die.
I like that it comes into your apartment. Like, you open the door, you ever have like a dinner party,
it knocks,
and a few friends come in, a horse tries to go, it's like third trying to pretend, hey Dave, no
no horses. God damn it, I said in the invite, no horses.
He's got a little Christmas sweater on. Yeah, no, come on,
totally,
come on Dave.
No, he's got a gift on his back.
Bring a gift.
I can't really see where it is. But I know it's back there.
Like, get the fuck out of here, horse.
Dude, you're gonna knock over everything.
No, and, turtles are saying that, and it's not true.
You're gonna trample everybody at the party, man. You can't come in. Dude.
No.
I won't trample. I promise. I promise.
I won't trample.
Every time you get drunk, you trample a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't mean to. Well, yo, yeah, we know.
I was fucked up.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I haven't trampled a family in like 2 years. That's the thing. The fact that anything that is capable of trampling,
I don't like that.
Trample? Like, I can't trample anything. I'll never be able to. If you
tried, everybody would go, stop, Dave.
Stop walking on me.
You're walking.
Why are you walking on me? I'm trampling you.
It's got to be hard to even balance.
Totally. You got to, in order for me to trample somebody, I'd have to get them to the ground. You're like, hey, I got an idea. How about you lay it down for a minute?
I would go, no.
I see where this is going. You're going to trample me.
Who's ever tried to scam anyone that way? I have an idea. Lay down. It's like, I don't trust that sentence at all.
Mm-hmm.
You just had an idea?
Whereas a horse, just by moving forward, I lay down. And then I'm forced to lay down by the horse's chest, and then it tramples me. And that sucks, dude. I think that sucks. I don't like cows. I mean this. I mean, I have that crazy story about cows, right?
Cows are crazy. Yeah, yeah.
I think I've told it on the podcast. I told it on another podcast just recently, so I just don't want to say it all again. It's a long story. And but I was on a trip like a year or two ago with Nikki. And we were staying in a tent in the middle of Arizona. It was an Airbnb tent. So it was like this beautiful, idyllic thing. It was a canvas tent with a bed in it. We woke up, the tent was surrounded by cows. And they slowly, over the course of 5 or 10 minutes, got really, really angry and started poking their noses into the tent and screaming at us. And we were terrified. It was the most scared I've ever been. And like, it's crazy. It's weird. Like, there's nothing I can do to put people into our mindset at the time, but we were naked and we were terrified. They were literally like, oh, like mooing, screaming at us, shoving their faces, and you could hear them like scraping the dirt. We thought we were going to get trampled. We couldn't see out of the tent. There's no windows in a canvas tent, and it really felt like they were going to kill us.
So they eventually got bored, and
Nikki was like, I can set off the alarm of my car with the thing, and she hit it and they ran. And luckily, I think that the cows didn't know the tent was canvas and they could run over it. So they ran around it. And then we like grabbed our shit and just ran to the car. And when I opened the door or the flap for the tent, the cows, there were literally like 30 or 40 cows, like a lot of them.
Whoa.
And they were like 50 feet away, standing still, staring at us, like mad dogging us. Like, they thought we were their enemy for sure.
Yeah,
they thought we were going to kill them. And yeah, dude. And this is true. We drove straight to a restaurant and ordered cheeseburgers and ate them. out of anger at cows. Yeah.
Cows are so dumb because it's like you and Nikki are not going to kill them. You know who is going to kill them? Who they think is their dad. Like, come on, cows.
Well, that's the other thing. This was an Airbnb that is on Airbnb.com.
One star.
And it's in, No, I gave him five. I was like, I like the thrill. It felt like being on the Superman ride. But it was on open rangeland. That's why the cows were there. They're allowed to openly roam and graze.
Wow.
Why are you allowed to put a tent out there? Anyway, right. And then I looked it up, dude. And cows kill people all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But they don't seem scary. They seem silly.
Yeah. You know? So we all are just like they're great.
No.
They're
nothing
not.
Is good.
Nothing is good.
Nothing
cows
is
suck,
good.
Dude. Cows fucking suck. There was also, dude, I read one of the articles was about that exact area I was in. And there was the article was about how this woman was walking through a field and a cow charged her and pinned her to the ground and kept her pinned to the ground. And this is not a bull, by the way. This is a fucking cow, a black and white
women.
Female. and the sheriff's showed up and had to stun the cow. And that's the only way they got it off the woman.
Oh, my God. That sounds like the story could be set in any century. The sheriff showed up and stunned the cow.
Yeah, totally.
What?
Dude. It was high noon. And a new cow showed up to town. The sheriff was a raccoon, and he doesn't like new cows. He knows 10 cows, and those are the only cows allowed in Raccoon Town. dude, but this is the funny part of the article was, again, it's like a local ABC affiliate in Arizona or whatever. And the last paragraph was authorities still don't know why the woman was in the field. And it's like, damn, dude, are we victim shaming this woman going for a walk?
Yeah, we'll never know why this fucking lady.
Yeah, this dumb idiot was walking through a field. Dude, do you never leave your house? Man. But anyway, yeah, fuck cows. Cows suck. So do horses. I'll say this, too. I don't like seals. And
I don't either.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong with them.
When you're that big and you're shaped all stupid.
if you're
big lumbering, if you're just a mass with tiny legs or no legs at all, what are you doing? What is this?
You know what I don't like about seals and walruses and stuff is they'll lay on their side like they're reading a book in bed. Mm-hmm. Or
it does.
They'll
seem
lay on
like
their side and look right at you laying on my side.
Totally. They're they know they look fun. I actually do like seals. They look all fun.
They do, but they're doing that Burt Reynolds on the side, seductive.
That's the thing. It's sometimes it's they're trying to. They definitely half the time seem like they're like, oh, aren't I funny? And then the other half the time, it seems like they're like, I'm horny. it seems like seals are trying to fuck for sure.
Yeah, and I don't want to see your whole body looks like a penis to me. I don't want to see your weird little seal penis.
Ugh. I wonder what a seal's penis looks like.
Not
what if
good.
It looks like Burt Reynolds? exactly like him.
You know, there's those butterflies where their wings look like snake heads. That'd be, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's possible. There's a species penis that looks like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, totally.
That's the magic of the universe.
And I think, there's got to be some reason that one might evolve into having a Burt Reynolds cock.
Yeah, it could help you. Help you in some situation.
Oh, you broke up a little bit there, bud.
What?
Hey! What's it called, everybody?
Oh, yeah, well, it's the best day of my life.
We broke up there a little bit, and so we had an edit point. We had to go away for 2 minutes, but we're here. Welcome to What's It Called. Thank you
so
much.
We're the Potato Boys.
Get ready to lay down, y'all.
Hell yeah. Richard Carnes,
how you doing? Richard Carnes? What's up, Carnies? What's up, y'all? Thank you so much for listening to our show. This show is a show that means nothing, does nothing, and we fuck around, and that's
hell
all.
Yeah, it is.
The point is to be a break and get stupid. So, welcome. Right. We love you very much.
I love you.
We rename stuff, too. And that's fun, but it doesn't mean anything, and it does nothing for the world, and that's how we like it.
That's right. That's right. Because sometimes I, you know, I listen to so many podcasts about the news and culture and society and history, and it's all very heavy. And
you know,
sometimes it's fun to just dick around and be stupid and have a good time.
Quite frankly, that's not a thing I can contribute to the world.
Right.
I'll consume that stuff made by others because there are a lot of people that are good at it, but I'm not. I can talk about my dick having a USB port at the end.
And that's right.
The whole list of stuff.
Right about what you know.
Yeah, totally. Follow us on Twitter if you want to chime in with suggestions for names for what we're renaming that week. We announced it a couple days before we record. We're at What's It Pod. We're also at What's It Pod on Instagram. We have a Patreon. Everybody who signs up for the Patreon gets a shout out on the show, and you get bonus episodes, patreon.com/what's it called. So if you want more of us, go to that.
Yeah.
And there's links to all this stuff on our website, what'sitcalled.rodeo. You got road dates, dude?
I do. Come see me. This is a while off, but I'm excited. I want to sell it out so I can make enough money to buy a new dick. Come see me at the Independent Comedy Club in Detroit, November 18th and 19th. That's going to be
great.
If we sell it out, then I'll be very rich. And I'll be in Bisbee, Arizona on November 26th.
Whoa, so you're going to meet Doug Stanhope?
I hope.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. I'd like to see if I could get drunker than him and see if it's all true.
Oh, wow. What do you mean?
How he's like, he's like the new Dean Martin. He's the legendary drunk. He can drink anybody. But I'm like, I think I can drink more than Doug Stanhope.
Yeah, I think so. He's an old man. Come on.
Yeah,
dude.
I got this young liver. I can fuck him up.
And he takes days off and you don't.
That's right. Because I drink El Segundo beer every second I'm awake.
There we go.
Count on that shit.
We are big fans of El Segundo Brewing. They make great beer. They have like five IPAs I like. It's crazy, man. Drink some El Segundo beers. Go to their brewery if you're in LA. It's in El Segundo.
They're fun.
Oh, yeah. They're cool. They're so cool.
It's interesting because my refrigerator broke. So all the food had to be thrown out before it got fixed. And now it's fixed. But now that it's fixed, all that is in my fridge is ice cold El Segundo beer, because I threw all my food in the trash because it went bad.
Right. Well, here's a fun fact about beers made at El Segundo Brewing. You know how Coors Light claims they have the coldest beer in the world, and they keep it cold as they ship it across the country in freezers in their shipping containers? Well, that's all well and good, but beers made by El Segundo Brewing stay cold even if they're not in a freezer. So fuck you.
That's right.
How about them apples? You know what I mean?
And I know you like apples.
You drink Coors Light, you fucking loser. You should get a Montegundo IPA.
What if they saved a little money on these freezer trucks that are a little bullet train through the mountains that must cost $1 million?
Yeah.
And how about you put some flavors into your beer?
Yeah.
Instead?
Totally.
You know, maybe it wouldn't need to be below zero in the can.
Instead of pouring coffee into seltzer water and calling that beer. I hate Coors Light. I really do.
I don't see a point.
I don't hate all domestic beers. I'm not one of those guys. I could get down with a Miller Lite. Something about a Miller Lite I really enjoy.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like a good Miller.
But it does not compare to Citra IPA made by El Segundo Brewing. And I can't even believe we brought them up. We brought them up only to enhance our promotion of El Segundo Brewing. You know what I mean?
That's right.
To remind you of garbage, just so you know not to drink that. And there is a tasty option out there.
Right.
It is not your Millers and your Coors and stuff.
Yeah, and it's good to mix it up, you know. You're like, I know my beers. I really like a nice Sierra Nevada hazy. That's my go-to. But hey, switch it up. You only live once. Try some El Segundo. Try all their beers. They make like 35.
Also, Sierra Nevada hazy is not a beer that exists. Caleb made that up.
That's right.
That's right. Everything is fake except El Segundo Brewing.
That's right. Only good shit.
and Joe Biden. Joe Biden loves a Citra IPA.
Oh, that's man. Right. It would be funny if he became a raging alcoholic in his 80s.
That'd be so awesome, dude. He becomes a heroin addict. Joe Biden does heroin. It turns out Joe Biden's 38.
Turns out I'm 38 years old.
Oh, man. Back when I was a kid in the 70s. What?
Corn pop.
Corn pop.
Oh, my God.
Man, what? I hate him.
Why didn't he ever, like, think about how much better that story would have gone if he would have explained that name. And he was named Corn Pop because something.
Yeah. Because his dad was corn.
Yeah. Joe Biden grew up before Homo sapiens. There were half corn dads around. Moms would go and fuck a big tall corn man.
It does, the way that he acts, it does feel like we elected the first person ever to be president. He's like the simplest man who ever lived. Did I tell you that we you know the story of Joe Biden and Eve?
Yeah.
And Cain and Hunter, their children.
Joe Biden and Eve. I would love a t-shirt of Joe Biden and Eve.
I don't think you should eat that.
Ah,
I don't know.
What the heck?
Yeah, but you know, you're going to eat it. We like to eat, you know. I like
Eve
apples.
Came up to me and I was distracted because of her titties. I said, eat whatever you want. Eat whatever you want.
Reminds me of the time that Eve got hit by a truck and died. Oh, man. Should we rename
oh boy,
Everybody Loves Raymond, dude?
Oh yeah, Everybody Loves Raymond. What a show.
Yeah, what a show kind of holds up. I've seen some episodes. Everybody. It's funny.
It was my favorite when I was a kid. You know when I was like 12, 13, that was my when I was a very favorite show, and that was when I was making some bad grades. And I think I was my parents, their punishment, they're like, if we spank him for these bad grades, the grades will stay. So their punishment was to take away my favorite thing, which was Everybody Loves Raymond.
Whoa.
So, and we would watch it every night as a family. That have a rerun. It came on at like 7:30. And I'd hear the music play and they would go to your room. And the whole family would sit there and watch Everybody Loves Raymond. And I would sit in my room and I could hear them all laughing. And
that was torture, dude.
It was the worst. And I immediately, all my grades went up. I made all A's after they took that away because I was like, I can't live like this. I got to have my Everybody Loves Raymond, you know.
That is a really wild story. It's like really sweet for you. And it makes me really worried for your parents. I mean, look, I don't have kids. I get it. You got to do stuff to make, I get it. But damn, that feels, I'm just imagining knowing I'm watching my son, my 12-year-old son's favorite show, and I have made him be in the other room. It's because it's one thing to not let you watch it, but then they don't watch it. What's fucked up is that they still watched it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's fucked up. And they were probably down there being like, he deserves this. That piece of shit.
Well, it was effective. It did work.
Totally.
But it was very mean.
Yeah.
But you know, math was hard. But I loved Everybody Loves Raymond more than anything.
Wow. Well, good for you, dude. You got them grades up, and finally, you got good enough at math to become a comedian.
I should
only
have never
known.
Yeah, but you can't say that. I'm planning to be a
comedian,
a barely successful stand-up comedian.
Yeah, that's right.
Just enough to live.
Mom, I don't have to get good grades in math. One day I'm going to have a podcast that some people like.
You know who else isn't good at math? My three roommates.
Yeah, I can count to three. One, two, three roommates. What else do I need to fucking know, Mom?
Hey, here's a good name for Everybody Loves Raymond. How about Fuck Mary Bills?
Oh, wow. That's great. Honk, honk, daddy's home.
That's not bad.
I actually think honk, that would be a good name. Yeah.
All right, I got one. How about My Wife Gets Mad When I Don't Love Her?
Damn, that's really funny. Big Brother Who Is Actually So Big It's Off-Putting. That was one of my main issue with the show. Every time he would come on screen, I'd be like, ugh. He's huge, dude.
It's so big. One of my favorite roast jokes ever, he was on the panel, and Greg Giraldo is like, look at you, you fucking big, you fucking monster, you fucking piece of shit. How did you get your head so far up Ray Romano's ass with those bolts in your neck? And I'm like, oh, what
damn,
a
he was the best.
What a perfect joke with those bolts in your neck.
That video of the roast of Larry the Cable Guy where Greg Giraldo screams at the heavens, how did you get so famous?
It's so funny.
So funny. Why do people? Oh, I think he even says,
how
why
did you
do
get
people
so
like
popular?
You? How did you get so popular?
Why do people like you? You're a fake character.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's so funny. Is it me or you? I think it's you.
All right. Hey, TJ Maxx TV.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Frasier for kids.
That's so perfect. All right, how about this? The King of Scenes.
Okay, yeah, I get
the
it.
Corniest thing I've ever come up with. The King of Scenes.
Life is easy.
I got Seinfeld quit stand up, gets married, leaves the city, and wants to die.
Yeah, totally. The story of how Kermit the Frog became a real boy.
I got PG-13 Sopranos.
The dumbest father on earth.
In a world without divorce, abortion, or suicide.
I got 99 problems, and one of them is IBS.
That's my problem. Oh, boy. I got a few people kind of like Kevin James, too.
Yeah. Man, my family fucking pisses me off.
I cheat on my wife every year in Vegas and I feel really bad about it, but I can't stop.
I'm serious. I'm gonna kill my stupid kids.
All right, here's my last one. Look, son, I'm only telling you this because I'm all fucked up on Oxycontin, but your mom's a bitch. I don't love her anymore. I haven't been happy in a very long time. I want to leave, but I love her too much. I know it doesn't make sense, but that's life, I guess. The point is, listen to me. For once in your fucking life, just listen to me. Never get married. It's the biggest scam there ever was. Oh, shit. It's back on. Unmute it. I really love Everybody Loves Raymond.
We went in similar directions at the end here. Here's my last one. If anyone touches my lawn, I'm going to hang myself.
The thing is, I do love Everybody Loves Raymond. And it's fun and funny, but that thing from Knocked Up is true, where he's like, being married's like Everybody Loves Raymond, but without the fun, pithy dialogue. It's just everybody's mad. If you really think about it, it seems like the most miserable existence ever. His wife hates him. His kids are little shits, and they're constantly running around. His mom and dad live next door, and they hate each other, and they hate his wife. And it's just like, it's a horrible, he has no getaway. He's like a sports writer. He has almost no friends. His brother is, it's just like misery. Can't believe it's so funny in like a light family show, because it's just truly horrible.
I admittedly haven't seen that much of it. I've seen episodes here and there. Is that a thing? His wife hates him? Is that like their dynamic?
She is so furious every episode. Like, in real life, if your wife was that mad at you for a week straight, there's no way that one of you would die or kill each other, fake your own death.
You would get something. Divorced. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just no way.
There was a really, I mean, we are luckily now, I know a lot of comedians that are like raging against this. It's really nice. But the 90s, like the joke of the 90s was the husband and the wife hate each other.
Yes.
That was like stand-ups would talk about it on stage. It was in so many shows and it affected me. Like I think of marriage as a thing where two people hate each other.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Like, obviously that happens. And I'm sure that they did it because before that, it was like a fake image of American, you know, like the American family unit is perfect. They have 2.3 kids.
Father knows best.
Big fence. Yeah. The woman doesn't need a job and the father goes to work every day. And
he doesn't seem to dislike it that much. He comes home. He's like, how are we doing? That wasn't too hard.
And then it just turned out that so many people were unhappy and abused and shit. And so we started making TV about it. But the problem is, I think we went fucking overboard, dude, because like it was every show. I think one of the things that people liked about King of Queens was that they liked each other. Mm-hmm. I remember when couples liking each other started happening in TV and it filling me with joy, being like, good. Yes.
Yeah.
That's why you
should
date
be some
somebody.
Example of it, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But I think a lot of people were unhappy and they're like, I'm not showing my kids some happy couple. They're going to know me and their mom are pissed, you know?
Well, the other thing that was cool was that they finally started making stuff about like single mothers and single fathers. Like, you know what show was rad? Was Grace Under Fire.
Never saw that one.
Oh my God, dude. Brett Butler is really
funny. Oh, I love Brett Butler.
Yeah. And it was about like a single mom who worked a blue collar job and it was really funny. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Like when you watch Andy Griffith, like in the 90s, every couple hated each other. And in Andy Griffith, the cops have a great relationship with prisoners. Like it's like, you know,
right.
It's like, well, my wife's a bitch. I guess I'll go hang out with criminals that are in jail that I run. It's like, really?
Yeah.
What a world.
Totally. And, directed by Ron Howard when he was 5 years old.
He was a genius.
We got a lot of great suggestions.
You damn right we do.
Again, we are at What's It Pod on Twitter if you want to follow us and chime in.
Hell yeah. Man, we got a lot of responses for this.
It's cool. A lot of people chiming in nowadays. It's awesome, man.
Hell yeah. I like the first one I saw at Darth Plato. Everybody needs a good divorce lawyer. Yeah.
Yeah. At Bushel of Awesome. Everybody looks up at Brad Garrett. Yep. Damn. At Bathroom Break says every sitcom is bad. Damn. Damn, dude. We don't agree, but that is.
Oh,
funny.
This one is fantastic. At She Be Carlene with the little music notes, and I'm assuming this is in the with the tune of I Want to Be Sedated. It says, this is from Rehab. They tried to make me watch a sitcom. I said, Romano.
I mean, I feel like
that's really
gonna
good.
Win.
That's very good.
That's so funny. All Bathroom Breaks also said this, and I'm gonna try to, it's like an action in asterisks and then a quote. So I think it's not everybody.
Not everybody. I like this one from Out of Pock Pod. This is like Drew Carey voice, the show where everybody's upset and the kids don't matter.
Hell yeah, dude. At Demurist says nobody's happy with anyone.
That's
damn. That's
nobody
really fucking
is.
Funny. At the that CPA girl says mama's boys. Yeah. That's funny.
This one is blew my mind. At Ned Schnabley says extremely loud and incredibly close. We've come full circle.
At Bushel of Awesome also says Jersey snore.
At Shagadelic says never not on.
Shebe Carlene says, it's a me, Raimondo.
Raimondo.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. There's some good ones.
At Chagadelic says, wasting Patton Oswalt. Is Patton Oswalt in
it? Yeah, Patton Oswalt's in it.
Oh, no way.
He's in the combined King of Queens Ray Romano universe, there's a lot of crossovers. It's like,
oh, is it the same universe actually?
Same universe, yeah. There's a lot of really crossovers in the same universe. Yeah. It's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Why did they make a universe? That's crazy.
I don't know. It only holds two sitcoms for no reason.
Wow.
It's funny.
Oh, this is really clever. Rando Dixon Art says Frankensteinfeld.
Frankensteinfeld.
Yeah. Wow.
Whoa. I love that.
It's really great.
I love that.
I
like this from at Bimbos from Space. Raywatch.
Raywatch. Oh, like that's great. Bogdude says Kermit IRL. Kermit. Like minds, okay. Bogdude. Like minds.
Have you seen Ray Romano's special on Netflix when he's walking? It's like walking to the Comedy Cellar to film it. And like every time he walks a single block in New York, several people go like, "Arr!" They're just like really? Mocking his voice. And he's just like, oh boy.
That's I'm so rich, funny. But
people do mock my voice all the time.
He's one of those guys who like disappeared, like had his 90s career and disappeared for a while. And then he came back as like a character actor.
Yeah.
And making stand up specials again. And he's like, really, I really like him.
I do too.
He clearly like wants to be creative and make stuff. It's cool.
And it seems like cool stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He's a good, I love him in The Big Sick. He's just great.
Yeah, totally. And that Get Shorty TV show he's really good in.
Yeah.
And there's like something else I saw him in. Yeah, Fondle Punch says Goodfellas the animated series. I don't really get it, but it does
it
make
just
me laugh.
Feels right.
It yeah, feels right. Exactly. I don't get this one either, but it's funny. Sadie Quill says The Drip and the Drags.
The Drip and the Drags.
That's Let's me. See. Carrie C says The Muppet Show, All Grown Up. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, I like from at Laundry Pants says Family Guy.
Yeah, it's great.
That's good.
Laundry Pants also said Parmesan Soprano. Oh, man, that's great. Oh, Apocpod says The Sad Pranos.
Oh, The Sad Pranos.
Yo, I like Mike Perry. What's up, Mike? He's a really funny comic in Omaha. He says Meatball Island. Oh, man, I love that.
Oh, I like this one from Matt. Loki Hates You said Mr. Honky's House.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I like Mr. Honky's House.
I like Mr. Honky's House a lot. At Bimbos from Space says Ray and Silent Bob. Hell yeah, dude. Nice.
Oh, man. Let's see.
Well, how are we going to pick, dude? Wow, Winslow Dumain. What's up, dude? He said Sorrow.
Sorrow.
Wow.
Extremely loud and incredibly close really made me laugh.
Yeah. Also the one right before that you said from I think She Be Carlene.
Which one was that?
Oh man. Oh, they tried to make me watch a sitcom.
I said Rama, no.
Yeah.
I like this one from at that CPA girl says whiny mean mean Gammy and the Loud Dumb Sons.
Yeah, totally. Ian underscore gecko says just this fucking guy.
I think that's this perfect. Fucking guy.
That's really
They tried to make me watch a sitcom. It's pretty funny.
And, yeah,
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Those are probably my top.
I think it's ones. Probably okay. I missed a few at the bottom here. Demira says The Stupids.
Stupid.
And Strum My Banjo says Little Shittily. But I think it's got to be in Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. It's just
that's really funny.
Real dumb and exactly our joke. The exact.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, cool. By the way, I am very hungover. And it didn't hit me until about 10 minutes ago. So if you notice me slowing down, that's why.
But Dave does have a new haircut. Check him out on YouTube.
Oh, thank you, great. Caleb.
And if you sign up at our $25 level, guess what? Guess what, you Richard Carnes?
You're a producer now.
That's right.
Shout out to Dante Beckwith.
Woo!
Shout out to Peter Cumestris. Shout out to Amanda Richards. Shout out to Anna Snyder. Peter Dahlberg, Eric Williams, Jane Palatini, Rando Dixon, and Joseph Holland. Those are all people that are $25 patrons, which is so much money. You're a producer of the show, and you get a shout out every episode. And also, just thank you all so much for listening, supporting us, chiming in online. It's so nice to meet you in the Discord and on Twitter and Instagram and stuff. And so I hope we all keep doing that more and more. For links all that, our website's what's it called? .rodeo. And, you know, we'll see you next week.
Hell yeah. Lay it on down.
What's it called? What's it called?